Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caravelli. And we just have our co-host coming on now.
Oh, yeah.
So, who is that co-host?
Elizabeth Cabot Caverly.
Great. We're coming to you live tonight, Tuesday, August 27th at 5 p.m. on the Global Star Radio Network. This program will also be heard at WWCR.com on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you did not hear our last week's Wednesday program, be sure to listen to the Thursday program this week as it repeats the vital interview about the secret origin and purpose of Hollywood and social media.
And Lou, we do have to interject that it is a more timely interview than ever because I believe the arrest of one of those big guys, he was originally a Russian and arrested in France because of his social media, having encrypted things that didn't go along with the tyranny. I think it's Telegram or Telegraph.
I always get those two confused myself.
So at any rate, we can see a darkening coming and a lot of censorship. So a lot of you out there do value our program. And what we need most at this time would be some checks written out to Global Star Communications. So a check of any amount, maybe $50, maybe $100, to Global Star Communications. Send it to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now, getting back to your very important introduction.
We ask that you all keep that wonderful Pennsylvania doctor in your prayers for health and employment opportunities. We were almost out of stamps, and he sent us two generous sheets, one with pictures of railway stations. Also, keep our Christian remnant in deepest prayer, pleading God's mercy to hold off World War III, even as NATO-backed Ukraine has made incursions into the Russian heartland itself. Hal Turner, radio, reported August 26th, Russia launched a staggering attack on Ukraine with more than 60 missiles and 100 drones used over 2 hours, a sortie so severe that the whole country of Ukraine had a power outage. It's clear there is no political solution, only a spiritual one. Next to the political theater of the absurd. Yesterday, August 26th, I heard Donald J. Trump say in his own words he intends to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania in October and pick up his speech right where he left off. May God help us. Tonight, we go right into our program entitled August Augurs News Bites.
And I think their news, it is news bites, not news blitz this time, because a lot of them are shorter and pungent. So we first have, from the People's Voice, August 10th, Baxter Dimitri, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, who banned vaccine conspiracies, dies of turbo cancer. Susan Wojcicki, the fully vaccinated former YouTube CEO who was responsible for banning so-called vaccine conspiracy theories on the platform, has died after a 2-year battle with an aggressive form of cancer. Wojcicki revealed last year that she was stepping down as CEO at YouTube after 9 years leading the Google-owned company. Her time in the executive role was most notable for the total censorship of any information about vaccines that contradicted the official narrative pushed by Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates during the pandemic. And this is Elizabeth interjecting when I did that little bass voice about the vaccine conspiracy theories. That's in no way to make any fun of her. This is tragic again. A younger executive, all the young people who have been destroyed by, died suddenly in this terrible, terrible, terrible genocide that is still not coming out enough. And we do urge you, we thank Keith. He was glad to get some more books, and he'll be wisely distributing them. And if you know some more people who will value this important information, and the book is really a stunner, isn't it, Lou?
Yes, it is.
Has many interesting chapters.
Yes.
Each chapter can stand alone, and all kinds of striking pictures in it. If you want the book, it is complimentary. So you just write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and say, please send me your new book. And if you know some extra people who will value it, you can request more. If you want to include a little bit for shipping and handling, that's up to you. So we do ask you to send that request to Luke Haverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now, back again to this tragic news of the YouTube CEO. The news of her death was shared by Google CEO Sundar Pichai in a post on social media platform X late on Saturday. And then we have a little bit more. We had an associate write to us back in March of 2023 when we were getting ready to get our book going that COVID was pretty well over and there would be new topics, but it isn't pretty well over. Here we go again. Again, the People's Voice, August 7th. Australia's leading pro-COVID vaccine journalist dies after short battle with turbo brain cancer. Jane Hansen, Australia's most prominent pro-vaccine journalist and producer of the mainstream documentary Anti-Vaxxers Exposed, has died after being diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer, 18 months ago.
And I should mention that I don't even think Elizabeth is aware of this, but I heard on the radio today that Mark Zuckerberg apparently has come forward and said that the Biden administration forced him to censor a lot of the information coming out about the COVID in the earlier days about the vaccines. So that's an interesting little topic.
Yes, it is.
Now we have Vermont to force vaccinate kids without parents' consent. This is by Hunter Fielding from newsaddicts.com, August 5th. Vermont schools have just been given the green light to begin force vaccinating children for quote-unquote COVID without their parents' consent. The 2005 PREP Act, which the Trump administration applied to the COVID pandemic in 2020, protects school officials who confused a student whose parents refused a COVID shot with one whose parents didn't. The Vermont Supreme Court rejected a family's lawsuit against the Windham Southeast School District for accidentally injecting their, at the time, six-year-old child with a COVID-19 vaccine without their consent, ruling that the error was covered by a federal liability shield. Fox News 26 reported that during a 2021 clinic hosted by the district and the Vermont Department of Health, the child identified only as LP had a directive in place from the father, accepted by school officials, that the child was not to be vaccinated. And then we have really chilling. Five countries to test European vaccination card. This is by Michael Nevridakis, PhD, July 30th, 2024.
And Lou, what letter do you have on that?
G, part two.
G, before you get to that, we have to pick up one more here.
Yes.
About another turbo cancer incident, and this is a couple. Isn't that something, Lou? It's not just one person.
Yes.
And this, again,
sure
is the People's Voice, July 28th, Baxter Dimitri. Fully vaccinated Fox News reporter and wife announced they both have turbo cancer. Emmy Award-winning Fox 4 morning reporter Matt Stewart has announced that he and his wife Chrissy have been diagnosed with turbo cancer. And we recall that that means this kind of a cancer that sort of comes out of nowhere and it goes like wildfire. And it's very strongly associated with the aborted fetal cell-derived COVID, quote, gene shot, bioweapon, genocidal agents. Okay, let's now get to the bigger picture that you started.
Yes, once again, this is entitled Really Chilling, Five Countries to Test European Vaccination Card by Michael Nevridakis, July 30th, 2024, from childrenshealthdefense.org. Five European Union countries in September will pilot the newly developed European Vaccination Card, abbreviated EVC, which, quote, aims to empower individuals by consolidating all their vaccination data in one easily accessible location, unquote. The pilot program marks a step toward the continent-wide rollout of the card, according to Vaccines Today. Belgium, Germany, Greece, Latvia, and Portugal will test the new card in a variety of formats, including printed cards, mailed copies, and digital versions for smartphones.
And then we have, again, it is the People's Voice, July 27th, Plandemic 2.0, FDA to grant emergency use authorization to Bill Gates' mRNA bird flu shots. Where have we heard that before, Lou?
Oh, we've heard that many times, yeah.
The emergency use authorization.
That's it. There it comes again.
The FDA has granted, quote, emergency use authorization for Bill Gates' quote, experimental mRNA bird flu shots, as authorities warn that another pandemic is about to sweep the globe. The American Medical Association, AMA, made a few changes last week to its current procedural terminology, CPT system, described as, quote, the leading medical terminology code set for describing healthcare procedures and services. One significant is the creation of a, and I believe they have that reversed, it should be a significant one, is the creation of a new CPT code for H5N8 influenza virus, quote, vaccine candidates that, quote, receive emergency use authorization, EUA, from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. NaturalNews.com reports, you may recall that during the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, the FDA granted EUA to the lineup of injections unleashed. And then we have more. We have U.S. military laying groundwork to reinstate the draft. Now, this is a little off topic from what we're talking about, but this is so important. This was August the 6th, the People's Voice. The U.S. military is preparing to reinstate the draft due to the threat of World War III erupting amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, according to reports. Lou, we do have to interrupt that again from the Hal Turner World Report. We heard about all the various carriers, including the Theodore Roosevelt, the Abraham Lincoln, all of these. They were being moved right into that Middle East area, weren't they?
Yes, they were. That's right.
A shocking number of, what would we say, military planes, military carriers. So this push is underway, and we do ask all of you to pray fervently because God is still in control. So back to this article, the most recent edition of the U.S. Army War College's academic journal includes a list of proposals on what lessons the U.S. military should take away from the continuing war in Ukraine. In a subsection entitled Casualties, Replacements, and Reconstitutions, the report states, quote, large-scale combat operations troop requirements may well require a reconceptualization of the 1970s and 1980s volunteer force and a move toward partial conscription. Now, the words that stick in our gullet are partial conscription. So be warned. Now we're back again to the pandemic scene, and we have InfoWars August 7th. It's official. UN set to declare monkeypox and bird flu as global emergency and deploy troops worldwide. And before we give that little blurb, we also mentioned that we've had information now that monkeypox, at least the version that we're hearing about that has blistering skin, that this is really a cover-up. Some leading doctors have pronounced this as a side effect of the COVID-19 bioweapon gene shots, so that this blistering is not really a new disease. Now, we still wonder, because we never really got rid of smallpox, there may be something there at Fort Detrick, something else that will be used for, quote, monkeypox. At some point, we know that they have this deadly arsenal of things that they can use, like Lyme disease that yours truly suffered from 1993 to 1995, the thing that came off Plum Island. You know, they have this sort of a repertoire, Lou, these ungodly songs and ungodly pieces that they can play on the piano, their evil piano. So it's official. UN set to declare monkeypox and bird flu as global emergency and deploy troops worldwide. Alex Jones lays out how the World Health Organization has called an emergency meeting over a deadly monkeypox outbreak in the Congo and how it may be used to justify a COVID-style global emergency, which includes deploying troops around the world just in time for the election. Tune in to learn more. Of course, that was August 7th. And then we move a little bit farther here to a little different area. We're seeing all of these possible, what can we say, cataclysms coming. And this was August 12th, and this was King World News. Grayers, one of the greatest stock market collapses in history, has already begun. Today, the man who has become legendary for his predictions on QE, and we know what that is, quantitative easing, and historic moves in currencies and metals, warned King World News that one of the greatest stock market collapses in history has already begun. Egan Von Grayers, founder of Von Grayers AG, the last few weeks are pointing, and this is August 12th, to clear directional markets in the coming weeks, months, and probably years. Stocks have peaked. Gold and silver have resumed a secular uptrend. Price targets later in the article. U.S. 10-year Treasury yields are heading much higher, even if there is a temporary Fed cut. And then, now we have another possible thing they're going to bring down on us. WEF plotting catastrophic grid outage that will permanently reset America before election. This is the People's Voice, July 23rd. The World Economic Forum in Davos is planning what they describe as, quote, a catastrophic grid outage with the stated goal of, quote, creating a permanent reset in the U.S. before the November election. You have more, Lou.
I do. Adrenochrome. Whistleblower, Zelensky and other leaders are addicted to children's blood. This is by Baxter Dimitri, August 12, 2024, from the People's Voice.tv. Hundreds of Ukrainian children living in slavery were liberated by Russian special forces this week as Putin's adrenochrome task force made a series of grisly discoveries deep inside Ukraine. Then we have globalists plotting planetary emergency ahead of 2024 election. This is by Hunter Fielding, July 26th, from newsaddicts.com. Globalist elites are plotting to launch a, quote, planetary emergency, unquote, ahead of the 2024 election in November that will force, quote, sovereign, unquote, nations to surrender their powers to a single world government. In September, the United Nations 79th General Assembly will host the highly anticipated Summit of the Future, where nations will sign the Pact of the Future, representing a major step towards the creation of a world government. As the United Nations prepares for the 79th session of the UN General Assembly, the general public seems dangerously unaware of the UN's plans for the Summit of the Future. It is at the summit where member states are expected to declare a planetary emergency as part of the so-called Pact for the Future. Although the UNGA, that's the United Nations General Assembly, is an annual meeting, this year's gathering is unique because of the addition of the Summit of the Future. It will take place in New York City on the 22nd and 23rd of September. The summit has been in the making since at least 2022. After repeated calls by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to shift financial resources to rapidly complete the Agenda 2030 goals set by the UN in 2015. Then a little different direction here. Geyser erupts at Yellowstone. Boardwalk destroyed. Citizens run for their lives. This is from Hal Turner Nation, July 23rd, 2024. And the website is halturnerradioshow.com. Video below, which you could see by going to his website, shows something which has never happened before. A geyser at Yellowstone National Park erupted today, spewing ash, rock, smoke, steam, and dirt in such quantities that nearby park visitors ran for their lives. The park boardwalk, on which hundreds of thousands have safely watched the geysers over many years, was completely destroyed. Park rangers have closed off the area. So far, no reports of any injuries.
This is something really to be watched, isn't it, Lou?
It sure is, yeah.
And when we think about the Book of Revelation, all the things might be lining up.
Yes, that's so true. And now I think we go to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, what number did you have?
That was O, we just did.
I don't think so. Do you have any more short ones?
No.
Okay. All right, then I think you're right. And again, here's quite a headline. This was back from May, and this is from our neighbors to the north. LifeSite News with Jonathan Van Meren, May 17th. Euthanasia doctor gushes about how much she enjoys killing people. LifeSite News. In the recently released BBC documentary, Better Off Dead, disability rights activist Liz Carr interviewed Dr. Ellen Wiebe, that's capital W-I-E-B-E, Canada's most notorious euthanasia doctor. Wiebe is also an abortionist and an activist with Dying with Dignity, the euthanasia lobby group seeking to expand eligibility for assisted suicide in Canada even further. Wiebe's attempted defense of Canada's euthanasia regime backfired when, throughout her interview, she laughed and smiled as she discussed ending the lives of patients. "I love my job," she told Carr. "I've always loved being a doctor, and I delivered over 1,000 babies, and I took care of families, but this is the very best work I've ever done in the last 7 years. And people ask me why, and I think, well, doctors like grateful patients, and nobody is more grateful than my patients now and their families. Her euthanasia patients, it must be noted, are dead." As one disturbed watcher noted on social media, enjoying her job a little too much, I felt. Many others concurred. And now a little bit more about this person. In 2017, Dr. Ellen Wiebe sneaked into a Jewish nursing home that does not permit euthanasia to give a lethal injection to an 83-year-old man. The event understandably terrified Holocaust survivors in residence at the home, and the appalled staff brought a complaint against Wiebe to the College of Physicians and Surgeons of British Columbia. The complaint against her was dismissed on the basis that MAID, and that, of course, is capital M, capital A, capital I, capital D, is legal in Canada, and that thus Wiebe had not broken the law. It is interesting that so many people were so uncomfortable by the glee Wiebe expressed about her work. Even many who support euthanasia felt that she should be more solemn and thoughtful about it somehow. But why? If euthanasia killing is health care, why should she not cheerily dispatch her patients? Perhaps the discomfort in her cheery demeanor, the fact that she finds ending lives rewarding on both ends of life's spectrum, is because we know deep down that there is something profoundly wrong about the normalization of medicalized killing. That discomfort just might be the conscience speaking. We should listen closely, and before we move on, we must reiterate again the terrible kind of shock morally that Lou and I have had about the report from True News, the three items about the Democratic National Convention, and that was that, first of all, there was a mobile abortion van operating, killing outside while the convention events occurred inside. Number two, there was Joe Biden screaming in his talk about how he has benefited America, and at the same time, out there, they were tearing off the arms and legs and the parts of those little unborn children. And then the third item was the little pantomime, I guess, of the two homosexual men down on the floor simulating having sex together while lots of people were standing there cheering. And Lou and I think that we've reached such a point of depravity in this country that only God's mercy and only his mercy holding back the judgment because of some of the true faith of believers in this country who are left, it's going to last maybe for a while. We do not know, but we have to look at all the political candidates. And as Lou brought to you, the shocking political hubris and infantilism that we will test God. I had my life spared, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to pick up right where I was because we have Kid Rock and we have Hulk Hogan at the Republican convention. No, listeners, you thought I was just going to focus on those despicable Democrats. Why, no, the Republicans had to drop their abortion platform and they snuggled up to the log cabin Republicans, those same groups that go out there to Bohemian Grove and do their thing that Richard Nixon said it was the most GDF thing he ever saw. So, no, we don't see any kind of a real Christian moral underpinning to any of this going on. I have said I hoped and prayed that Trump would repent about his role in Operation Warp Speed. Perhaps he has, because if he's going to take RFK Jr. possibly into his coming administration, should he get to one, and put him into some kind of a cabinet position, RFK Jr. knows what these COVID vaccines did, and he would certainly not be in favor of a second part, a new kind of mRNA kind of Holocaust. But, you know, only God knows what he's going to do. If he spares us, it's his mercy alone. Isn't that right, Lou?
Yes, that's right. Certainly the moral condition of the country is such that you can't imagine God approving of it right now.
No, you can't. And you and I have talked. We know that there are a lot of people in America, maybe not a lot, but a number, who are very childlike. And I'm not saying this in a despicable manner, because God said, well, in the form of Jesus, that let the little children come unto me, because this is like what the kingdom of heaven is. But there are a lot of people who seem to be immature in America. For instance, a dear person to us who's a good Christian and has been helpful to us said, now you've heard of Franklin Graham, haven't you? And I said, well, yes. And he said, do you know, he said to Donald Trump, you aren't going to use any bad words now, are you? Now, this is the level of understanding that most of the people have. And most of the people who are in the MAGA movement, they think this is wonderful. But they don't go back and look deeper and see the hubris that began with the inside job of 9/11. And when we look back in Isaiah 9, verses 10 and 11, and we see that the bricks were fallen, but the Israelites, they were not contrite. We will build back better. So we heard actual political figures at that time. Tom Daschle and John Edwards, the vice presidential candidate, they were out talking on the circuit, the speaking circuit, about this building back better. Now, that's just another form of MAGA, make America great again. I don't think that mutilating children's bodies, cutting off their genitals, Lou, is a great America. What about you? Are you fired up?
I am. That's an abomination, what you've just mentioned. And until this country gets that out of its system, and a lot of other similar things, I can't see that God's going to spare it.
It doesn't look that way from us, our viewpoint. Now, there may be some very, very devout, we know there are people, some of our listeners on shortwave are that, and they pray to God, and they try to honor Jesus. They try to have their lives purified from sin. They repent when they sin. Yes, God may look at them and spare us. Now, you told me how many people did God keep asking whether, or Abraham kept asking God, would he spare, wasn't it spare Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes, he said if there were 50 wretches, would he spare the city? And God said, yes, I'll spare the city, or cities. And Abraham, little by little, kind of progressed down to a, finally, I think,
because he kept
God,
asking, he couldn't find that many. Is that it?
Yeah, and
he couldn't
finally
find
got
50.
It down to just 10. And God said, yes, if there are 10 there, I'll spare the cities. But the cities in the plain were destroyed, so apparently there were not even 10 there that were righteous people.
And you know what we said on our last program, there are certain great mysteries of God. There have been all through time, and we're not about to say that we know exactly when Jesus Christ will come again. We're not about to say how long the tribulation will last. All these different things that will come when God wills them. But we do know that the Bible tells us to stand against evil. And one time when I was looking in the Bible for confirmation about this program continuing, and I always forget whether it was Isaiah, I think it was Isaiah, not Jeremiah, I saw the words, cry out till the last city is wasted. Now, we hope and pray that we will not have this kind of a judgment have to fall in which the nuclear war does come to America. We pray against this. We pray for God to foil it. And we know that he does love many Americans, because I always say this, but it's true. Many Americans have a Christian heart. They're always trying to do good for their neighbors. Of course, there are bad apples. There always are. But we see a different kind of thing. It's kind of an afterglow, I think, of our great Christian traditions that were so strong in the 30s and 40s. Don't you think, Lou?
I do think that, dating way back to the colonial times.
That's right, when the universities were actually formed to honor Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Harvard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And that has come down through the 20th century, really to the time of, I guess, our youth. Now, not that everything was perfect, of course, but there were traditions in the country that we kind of miss now.
Oh, yes, and people were still going to the churches.
Yes.
And they're not now. Now, I have 12D. What do you have? Anything before that?
Yeah, I have 12B.
All right.
And that's entitled Bombshell Study Directly Links COVID Shots to Sudden Deaths Surge by Frank Bergman, June 29th, SlateNews.com. A group of renowned researchers has just published a bombshell study that proves a direct correlation between COVID mRNA shots and surging numbers of sudden deaths seen around the world. The study was conducted by Christoph Kubaner, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of Regensburg in Bavaria, Germany, and mathematician Professor Matthias Reitzner at Osnabrück University, a public research university located in the city of Osnabrück in Lower Saxony, Germany. In their study, the top scientists identified a direct correlation between surging excess mortality in Germany and COVID mRNA injections. The esteemed authors of the study are now raising the alarm about the devastating side effects of the shots and calling for governments to launch full investigations into their explosive findings. The preprint paper for the study is titled Differential Increases in Excess Mortality in the German Federal States During the COVID-19 Pandemic.
And is that it, Lou?
Yes, that's it for
all
that.
All right, then I guess we have the People's Voice, July 11th, 2024, Sean et al. Tabata by. WEF officially declares bird flu an international pandemic. The World Economic Forum has declared bird flu to be an international pandemic and has ordered world governments to begin culling billions of chickens. In America, Colorado has become the first state to exact emergency powers due to the outbreak and has ordered farmers to slaughter millions of chickens to stop transmission of the disease. Democrat Governor Jared Polis announced the disaster emergency declaration, which, quote, unlocks the resources necessary to help affected poultry facilities respond to and contain outbreaks of avian flu. Colorado, U.S., the bird flu outbreak is now an emergency. An estimated 1,800,000 more chickens to be culled. They're attacking farmers. They're attacking livestock. They're attacking egg production. They will force more experimental vaccines onto you. They're insane. And this was from Twitter, Concerned Citizen. July 9th, Infowars.com reports, as a result of the incident, 1.78 million chickens will be killed at the Weld County facility where the outbreak occurred, with an afflicted worker reportedly recovering after testing positive and cattle also being affected. The mass slaughter of close to 2 million chickens prompted concern on social media over the nation's already beleaguered food supply. And then we had a few reactions again. Bill Gates, John Kerry, Klaus Schwab several months ago were on an MSM talk circuit claiming we had to put farmers out of biz to save the planet. The timing answers it. Then we had a little more info. Colorado's emergency bird flu declaration follows news earlier this month. The U.S. government will fund the development of a Moderna bird flu vaccine to the tune of $176 million. The country of Finland also announced late last month they would offer vaccinations for bird flu despite no documented cases of animal-to-human transmission. The mass culling of poultry also comes just months after several egg facilities caught fire earlier this year. And I think there's just a little bit more here. Readers should stay hypervigilant. The deep state will go for broke and accelerate their plans to collapse America as the facade of their installed puppet president falls to shambles.
And now we have a selection, Chapter 10 from our book, COVID and Coming Chaos.
And I think before you get to that, we still have, what is it, a number? What number do you have on it?
That was 12E.
Oh, no, let's go with this selection. So important.
All right, this is entitled, again, this is Chapter 10 in our book, COVID and Coming Chaos. The chapter is entitled, Died Suddenly, The Dead Doctor, and Maddie's Story and More. The following is very shocking. Florida man develops and dies from rare autoimmune disorder days after receiving Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. This was from naturalnews.com by Arsenio Toledo, January 25th, 2021. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the Florida Department of Health, and the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner Department are investigating the sudden passing of a doctor who developed a rare autoimmune disorder several days after receiving Pfizer's coronavirus, that is COVID-19, vaccine. Dr. Gregory Michael, a 56-year-old obstetrician and gynecologist from Miami Beach, received the vaccine at Mount Sinai Medical Center on December 18th. Just 3 days after receiving the vaccine, he developed a rare autoimmune disorder known as acute immune thrombocytopenia, which prevented his blood from clotting. On January 3rd, his wife, Heidi Neckelman, wrote in a Facebook post that he had died from a brain hemorrhage. Pfizer almost immediately released a defensive statement saying there was no connection to the COVID shot. Dr. Michael's wife said, too, he had absolutely no underlying medical condition. And this is a quote from her. He was an avid deep-sea fisherman and mostly a family man, she added. He never got COVID because he used an N95 mask from the beginning of the pandemic. He was adamant in protecting his family and patients, unquote. Shortly after receiving the vaccine, Michael developed tiny spots called petechiae, which are formed when tiny blood vessels break open. Recognizing that something was wrong, Michael immediately went to the ER, where doctors discovered that his platelet count had gone down to zero. For 2 weeks, doctors tried to raise his platelet count, and medical experts from all over the world were involved in trying to save him. This is very interesting because many of those medical experts knew Michael personally, were his friends and colleagues. They wanted to save him. Nickelman shared the story that it, in this case, destroyed a beautiful life. A perfect family has affected so many people in the community. Dr. Lynn Redwood, president of Children's Health Defense, said that idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, the disorder that killed Michael, has been known to develop after inoculation with other vaccines. And now the story of Maddie. Both Great Game India, June 30th, 2021, and naturalnews.com, July 2nd, 2021, reported on this young girl's tragedy. The following excerpts are from the writer, Ethan Huff. The headline, 12-year-old girl bound a wheelchair with chronic illness thanks to COVID vaccine. Stephanie DeGary claims that her daughter, Maddie, was perfectly healthy before she and her brothers were enrolled in a Pfizer trial for children back in January. After receiving her second injection, young Maddie came down with a laundry list of horrific symptoms that have left her on an NG feeding tube. Stephanie asked, why is she not back to normal? As Stephanie asked as her daughter sat next to her and listened quietly. As you will notice in the above video clip, Maddie's facial reactions do not seem to align with what her mother is saying, suggesting that the child is now suffering from some sort of brain damage. Stephanie confirmed this, also indicating Maddie can no longer feel any body parts below her waist. Hence, she is now bound to a wheelchair. Great Game India also reported on the June 2021 press conference held with a few people who told their post-vaccine stories. Candace Hayden was one of six people who came to share their stories. Hayden says, quote, we are asking to be seen. We're asking to be heard. And we are asking to be believed. I was suffering from severe paresthesia and was partially paralyzed from the chest down, unquote. From shooting pain in their bodies to being unable to move, attendees recalled the dreadful moments of what their life has since turned into after getting their vaccinations. Said one participant, Brianne Dressen, I lost control of my legs and my bladder, along with my dignity. On January 14th, and this is another quotation from a different person, on January 14th, I received the Moderna vaccine. The next morning, I woke up with severe swollen lymph nodes in my neck, said another participant, Cheryl Rutgers. At the press conference, Senator Ron Johnson stated he believes the CDC and other health officials aren't being totally transparent. One might have thought this congressional photo op moment might begin to stop the gain-of-function research in its tracks. But no, 2 years later, we look back after perhaps a billion people have died suddenly and scorn Senator Johnson's lukewarm press conference statement, which was a small minority that are suffering severe symptoms. They want to deny that reality. I'm not advocating anything other than to listen to these people and to take them seriously. And an editor's note, yes, it is so crucial, having the etiquette to be a good listener. Now, this is Lou, bringing this up to date, and interjecting, now in August 2024, we do have to compliment Senator Ron Johnson and his committee on investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at Butler, Pennsylvania, July 13th. And now back to Chapter 10 of COVID and Coming Chaos. Three milestone 2021 headlines. First, we have Pope Francis calls for a new world order inhabited by fully vaccinated slaves. That was from naturalnews.com, April 15th, 2021. The Pope sent this message to the Spring 2021 meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund In his letter, he officially called for a new system of, quote, global governance and universal vaccines, unquote.
Then we have and Lou,
yes.
In our book, I must interject, this is Elizabeth, we have a really interesting picture of the Vatican coin, and it shows the vaccination of a person. So again, to get our book, write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and request the free copy of our book, our new book, COVID and Coming Chaos. Go ahead, Lou, from that chapter 10.
Yes, and then we have a couple of other headlines. Bombshell, DARPA was secretly developing the mRNA vaccine years ago through Moderna, and they seek permanent control over your body and bloodline. That was a headline from naturalnews.com, August 17th, 2021. Then we have unvaccinated Americans refuse blood transfusion from vaccinated donors due to spike protein fears. And that came from naturalnews.com, August 23rd, 2021, by Nolan Barton. Art Moore on WorldNet Daily, September 30th, 2021, spotlighted an unbelievable CDC headline. This malevolent suggestion. CDC, urgent for pregnant people to get COVID vaccine. Once my husband, and this is of course Elizabeth speaking, once my husband Lou looked at the CDC website and guessed, gosh, Elizabeth, look at this. The CDC entrance gate looks just like a tombstone. It did. Maybe this oddity was like a miniature Georgia Guidestones, a smaller depopulation marker. The CDC, you recall, gave us the PCR test, a test that they themselves later condemned as not accurate. During lockdowns, the strangely powerful CDC was even able to issue edicts to prevent landlords from evicting renters. We also recalled in the early COVID days, Fox News reported about two college girls returning from Italy. Since Italy was a COVID hotbed at the time, the girls conscientiously stopped in New York before heading to their homes in the South. Not wanting to spread COVID, they called the CDC and inquired, should we quarantine? Should we quarantine? The CDC advised, no girls, just run along home. One has to wonder whether the CDC is there not to control the disease, but to spread it. Its Jesuit connections are worth noting. Interestingly, the institution's founder attended Marquette, the Jesuit Research University, in the early 1900s. In a recent 2023 Divided Kingdom interview, documentary filmmaker Christian J. Pinto alluded to the apparent political and medical Jesuit stronghold connection. The unconstitutional coup we seem to be in since the stolen 2020 election. Pinto noted the strongly Jesuit-educated Anthony... this is chopped off here.
Fauci.
Fauci, of course, yes. The strongly Jesuit-educated Anthony Fauci and President Joe Biden. And let me see, do we have a little bit more? Yes, we do. By fall 2021, pregnant women who listened to the CDC's advice were counterpunched. A Natural News headline from November 23rd, written by Ethan Huff, reads, whistleblowers expose 13 stillborn deaths in 24 hours at Lionsgate Hospital, British Columbia, caused by COVID vaccines. The video died suddenly, went viral worldwide, but the post-COVID vaccine deaths kept happening, and the timed depopulation sudden deaths are still occurring. As we conclude writing this book in late summer 2023, here's a fresh portrait of tragedy. It is not verified whether this unfortunate young girl had the COVID vaccines. One would suppose it likely because of her father's executive J&J position. When will God's church leaders in America ever shout, enough? And this closing item was from July 5th, 2023, Princeton, New Jersey. 10-year-old Kelsey Morand, daughter of J&J COVID-19 vaccine executive Mike Morand, died suddenly from a seizure. A tragic incident unfolded earlier this month when the young daughter of a Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine executive died suddenly from a bout of seizures. According to her family, 10-year-old Kelsey Corinne Morand suffered a fatal brain injury following a seizure on July 3rd. She began having seizures on July 1st and flatlined for 20 minutes. She was intubated and continued having seizures and died July 5th. And this chapter was signed Elizabeth Covett Caverly.
And so you can get a little sample of what is in our book. And if you want it, we do want to reorder. So we hope some more of you will write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and ask for our new book. And also, if you can help us out, we mentioned we need some checks written to Global Star Communications. And on this same topic here, in late June, the People's Voice, we had the headline, once praised for world's highest vaccination rate, Portugal now records highest excess deaths. Portugal has the highest COVID-19 vaccination rate in the world, according to Oxford University's Our World in Data, with almost 100% of eligible citizens over the age of 12 double vaccinated. And again, we go back to the headline. Portugal now records highest excess deaths. And then we have, again, the People's Voice, world's top vaccinologist, comes clean. We lied about vaccines being safe. One of the world's top vaccinologists has come clean and admitted that mRNA jabs are not safe for public consumption. After decades of aggressively promoting the experimental jabs, Dr. Stanley Plotkin is finally admitting that vaccine safety has never been robustly studied, as he has long claimed. NaturalNews.com reports a paper he co-authored that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on July 6, 2024, reveals that no vaccine has ever been properly studied, either before or after their release. Aaron Sin tweeted a lengthy post about Plotkin's new paper in the NEJM, which admits that pre-licensure clinical trials have limited sample sizes and follow-up. And I think there's a little more here. The Philippines demand mRNA genocide investigation following millions of vax deaths. Again, this is the People's Voice, July 18th. Turbo cancers are exploding among the vaccinated, according to leading medical experts and government investigators in the Philippines who have slammed the mainstream media and big pharma for covering up the extent of the medical crisis engulfing the world. And then one more. We have, again, the People's Voice, July 18th. Former CDC director blows whistle. COVID vaccine harms deliberately covered up. COVID mRNA vaccine side effects were deliberately covered up and underreported by the agency to prevent, quote, vaccine hesitancy in the public, according to former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield. Appearing at Senator Ron Johnson's Senate COVID hearing, Dr. Redfield explained the CDC chose to mislead the public regarding the disastrous consequences of the COVID vaccines, because if they released real data, nobody would have consented to being vaccinated. This is nothing short of an admission of fraud and medical malpractice. And yet, listeners, we see that we're trying to move on into plandemic exercises that seem to be a lot like Event 201, in which the Gates people, Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation, and Johns Hopkins, they were all involved in setting up this kind of a drill, this kind of a thing that's kind of like the Illuminati code that tells us poor plebeians what we're in for. Isn't that it, Lou?
That's it, exactly. And does anybody really stop and think why, from the time of 1918 until just 3 or 4 years ago, were there no pandemics, or plandemics, might be a better word? Why were there no such thing?
No.
And now all of a sudden, we've got a whole bunch in a row.
Right. And here we have a little update, July 11th of People's Voice. Global elite meeting at International Bird Flu Summit to plan mass fatality management. The global elite are sending representatives to the International Bird Flu Summit to discuss topics including mass fatalities, vaccine delivery, and how to control the narrative surrounding the bird flu pandemic on social media. The IBFS, that is the International Bird Flu Summit, will be held in Arlington, Virginia, conveniently close to the CIA headquarters in Langley, and will take place on October 2nd through 4th this year. The Bird Flu Summit closely resembles Event 201, the tabletop preparedness exercise organized by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in partnership with the World Economic Forum in October 2019, just months before the COVID pandemic was announced to the world by the breathless mainstream media. The Bird Flu Pandemic Tabletop Preparedness Exercise comes as the United States government has been enhancing the transmissibility and lethality of the H5N1 influenza bird flu virus through gain-of-function experimentation. John Fleetwood reports the government is allowed to weaponize pathogens like bird flu with GOF, that's gain-of-function, because of a, quote, loophole in the International Biological Weapons Convention Treaty that allows authorities to produce bioweapons from the most dangerous pathogens known to humanity, so long as the stated purpose is for, quote, peaceful uses, like vaccine development. Incidentally, the U.S. has been simultaneously engineering a new mRNA vaccine for H5N1 bird flu, agreeing to pay vaccine maker Moderna Incorporated $176 million for the project with funds from the Department of Health and Human Services. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, leaders have signaled the agency will skip the rigorous drug authorization process, that is, authorization process for influenza bird flu vaccines, as it did for COVID-19 jabs when it utilized the controversial emergency use authorization tool. We'll get more about this kind of a summit that is coming. So you do want to stay tuned into this program for important warnings for your health, for your spiritual health as well. And we just solicit your prayers for Lou and me for our health. I need some strengthening yet in my kind of an asthma condition. And we just thank you for listening and for praying for our country. We think you're some of the greatest listeners in the world, don't we, Lou?
We sure do, yes. So thank you for listening. Good night.